Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shriram Properties Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Murali Mallyappan, CEO and MD from Shriram Properties. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you all very happy Dhanteras and Diwali to all your family. It gives me immense pleasure to be here with you after yet another strong performance. Earlier today, our board has adopted Q2 and H1 for FY24 financials. We are overwhelmed and excited to share with you all our operational and financial performance during the quarter. We recorded sales of 1.15 million sq ft during the quarter, resulting in a 32% sequential increase in sales value, amounting to 608 crores. We reported the highest-ever quarterly collections at rupees 430 crores in Q2 FY24. During the quarter, we have successfully launched new phases in our ongoing projects, and we are delighted to share the encouraging response we have received so far, both in terms of volume as well as pricing. We also pre-launched Shriram Paradiso in Chennai at the end of September 2023. We equally received encouraging response for Paradiso 2. I'm confident Shriram Paradiso, along with the proposed Q3 launches, will build significant momentum to our growth in upcoming quarters. During the quarter, we reported total revenue of 231 crores with a net profit of 20 crores. I strongly believe our earnings gain further momentum as we have packed a schedule of handovers and completions lined up in H2 this year. The company remains bullish on its long-term prospects, promising demand outlook, especially in the mid-market and aspirational housing segments. Unfavorable market trends are encouraging. With strong operating platforms and strong project pipelines, we are all well-positioned to benefit from ongoing consolidation in the industry. I would like to ask my colleague, Mr. Gopal, to briefly discuss the performance with you. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have thereafter.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. My name is Gopal Krishnan, and on behalf of Shriram Properties, I again wish you all the festive. I'm assuming all of you have had access to the investor presentation loaded on our website as well as our stock exchanges. I will be referring to that presentation, referring the page number so that we are all looking at the same screen, same slides as we go through. For the next 30 minutes, I'll try and walk you through the strong quarterly performance that we have achieved, both operationally and financially, as well as I'll briefly talk about the outlook that we have in our mind. Then I'll pause for Q&A, where I'll join Mr. Murali in responding to the questions that you may have. With that, let me start the presentation. I'm straight moving on to the operational highlights since people on this call are very knowledgeable on the sector. Therefore, I would leave all of you with these slides 3 and 4 and 5 to understand the views of the sectoral performance. But it just suffices to say that the market undercurrent remained very strong, both in terms of demand as well as inventory reduction at the market level. Overall, markets are performing well, and we believe the outlook will continue to be strong over the next couple of years. And with that backdrop, let me turn attention to the Shriram Properties performance. Starting with slide 7 about the overall highlights for Q2 FY24, looking at the operational performance, our sales volumes are up about 14% year-on-year. We actually reclocked the quarter with about 1.14 million sq ft, of sales during the quarter, and sales value is up about 40% year-on-year in Q2, and stood at about 607 crores. With this, for the half year ended September 2023, we have done about 1.9 million sq ft of sales and about 1,066 crores of sales value, both of which are very encouraging, as they reflect about 15% year-on-year growth, as well as 43% year-on-year growth in sales value. So we're very excited about what we have done, and we would like to explain that a little more in detail. This strong performance in sales volume came on the backdrop of continued strong sustenance sales, as well as successful pre-launch of Shriram Paradiso in Chennai. The project is being launched in two different phases, and we have received very encouraging initial response from this project. We also started market seeding activities for our new recently acquired and co-invested with the ASK, in the ASK platform, a project called Shriram 122 West, again in Chennai, where we started market seeding activities during the quarter, and we expect to do a formal launch in Q3 to capture the festive demand. More importantly, the quarterly collections have been at the highest level in our Shriram's history in terms of quarterly collections. We clocked the total collection of 430 crores for the quarter, which is the highest level that achieved by the company in its history so far. And this basically there is a catch-up of the missed collection potential from Q1, where you may recall that we had certain issues with the registration software launched by Government of Karnataka, called Kaveri 2.0, had some snagging issues, and therefore, Q1 collections were bit muted in terms of growth. We managed to catch up on that, as well as continuing strong construction activity-led milestones drove further collections. As a result, our collections were at 430 crores. Together with first quarter collections, the first half collection has stuck at 721 crores, which reflects a 13% year. We believe we are on track to achieve our targeted collection of about 1,500-1,600 crores for the full year. Construction momentum remains strong. We started new construction activity at some of our recently launched projects, as well as the continuing construction activity at projects that are scheduled for completion during second half of FY24. There are five projects which are scheduled for completion during H2, and four of them are Shriram's, and these projects, namely Shriram Liberty Square, Shriram Chopping Tower 5, Shriram Crest Tower D, Southern Crest Tower D, Shriram Shankari. All of these projects are scheduled for completion during H2, and therefore, construction team is focused on the completion activities there. Together with commencement of construction in four of our new projects, together have helped us achieve a good construction momentum. Given that these new constructions have started only recently, we believe that will build further momentum during the second half of FY24. So overall, the construction side, we see very encouraging trend there, and then again, further momentum. On the execution side, apart from this construction, we actually handed over 470 units during Q2. With this, for the first half, we have handed over 830 units. More importantly, as I said, the completion is targeted for five projects during second half, which is as per our original business plan for the full year. With these completions coming up, which is shown in the slide seven, right-hand side top box, all these projects should drive. They involve about 2,500 new customer units, and therefore, they should drive a very strong registration momentum and therefore revenue recognition potential in Q3 and more prominently in Q4 as well. We are therefore confident and comfortable to believe that the overall handover momentum should continue to remain strong in second half, and we should be on track in terms of delivering targeted 3,000 units during FY24. Coming down to financial performance, rising earnings momentum and strong margin trends remain as a trend. Our overall revenues grew by 47% quarter on quarter. EBITDA up 22% quarter on quarter and 27% year on year. I will explain all of this when we go to the financial slide more in detail. We clocked the net profit of about 20 crores, which is equivalent to about 21% quarter on quarter for the company. Enhanced scale, operating leverage, as well as continuing support from the DM segment, along simultaneous with our focus on cost control activities are helping us clock meaningful profitability. I'll talk about the margin trends in the subsequent slides. Cash from operations remains strong at 49 crores, free cash flow at 15 crores. So all these are encouraging pointers towards our reflection of strong operating trends that we have on the ground. Cost of debt dropped marginally further. It's down to 11.4% in Q2 from 11.9% that we reported earlier. And debt is marginally higher because we acquired a very small increase in debt. That's primarily because we are reacquiring economic interest in one of our joint venture that we have with Mitsubishi Corporation. It's a project called Shriram Park 63. I'll explain that also in detail. On the business development, other strategic activities, we completed the second co-investment project which we discussed in Q1 earnings call, Shriram 122 West, which we acquired from an LO partner, and we dropped it into the ASK platform in August 14, 2023. That project is the second, that we completed the transaction, and that's the second project in the platform. With this, we have consumed nearly 60% of our agreed or committed capital. We believe we should be able to consume the remaining 200 crores available under the platform during the rest of FY24. We'll talk about the reacquiring economic interest in a while as we go through the presentation. We believe it's revenue and earnings accretive to Shriram, and therefore we are pursuing that. I'll explain that in subsequent slides. Logos, which all of us keep querying each other on the status, and therefore to state upfront, Logos deal is progressing well. All the documentation work is nearly done. It's awaiting final sign-off from the government of West Bengal from an urban land sealing ULC clearance perspective. And we believe this should get consummated in the second half and bring cash flows into the company. Looking to slide 8, all of the numbers that I talked about is highlighted here. And just a couple of basic points that I want to touch. From a volume perspective, it's a 48% growth year on year, quarter on quarter, and 14% year on year. Our sales values are higher by 32% quarter on quarter and 40% year on year at 608 crores. Our collection, which I said is a record high number at 430 crores, is up 48% quarter on quarter and 37% growth year on year. Construction, about 146 crores we have spent, reflects a 12% growth year on year growth, quarter on quarter growth, and about 8% year on year higher. And we believe the construction momentum will pick up now because we commenced construction activity in 5 of the ongoing recently launched projects for Shriram Esquire in Koramangala, Bangalore, The Poem by Shriram in Jalahalli in Bangalore, Hebbal One, which is in Hebbal in Bangalore, as well as Prestige Estate, which is a plotted development project where infrastructure development activities is at an advanced stage now. And so all of this actually will drive the construction momentum in the second half, and we see you will see the early trends in Q3 where construction spend will rise much sharper. Shifting to slide 9, half-yearly performance, again the same meaningful growth trends, 14% higher volumes, 43% higher value, and a large part of the value, I must clarify here, is that the remarkably higher sales value basically reflects the change in product mix as well as improved pricing. So a combination of both, we have achieved 14% higher realization from March levels as a portfolio. And individual segment-wise or the category-wise price trends, I will explain in a minute. Before that, I wanted to just briefly touch upon the launch side. We had Shriram Paradiso, which in September 23 towards the end of the month, and therefore I'm not presenting the sales at launch numbers for this quarter. I'm sure we will be able to present the 90-day trend in Q3 when we meet again. In addition to that, we had two phase launches. What we call a phase launch is where the incremental supplies are the new blocks or new towers within the existing ongoing project gets released as a new launch. Because if in a large project like 1.8 million square feet, you open the entire inventory on day one, then customers tend to pick up from varied towers, and then you will be compelled to start construction activity. So we release them in clusters and we do them as a relaunch, so it kind of revitalizes customer interest as well as sales momentum. So we did what is called Imperial Heights, which is a premium product spec and product configuration in existing project called 107 Southeast in Bangalore. Also, we released larger premium plots in phase 3 of a project called Sriram Pristine Estate, which is a plotted development project, which is the first project under ASK platform, launched in February 23. These are now, we have more or less sold all the smaller plots, and therefore we launched the phase 3, which is a more valuable, more road access, more positive product features called Sovereign Plots. Both these phase launches also attracted very strong customer interest and encouraging feedback. And apart from that, third aspect on the launch side is that Sriram 122 West, we have started the month in Q3. We have three launches coming up. Sriram 122 West, where we have started the market seeding activities. I think we will go with a formal launch once the festive season commence, which is just commencing now in South as well. I think we will launch that towards the end of this month or early next month. Sriram Royal Court, which was originally called by us as Sanath, is getting ready for launch. Plan is approved. It's awaiting. We have registered RERA. Typically, RERA takes about 20-21 days, and therefore we are confident that if not end of the month, it will be a December launch, which is again a Bangalore project. The third one, which is at a pre-RERA stage, where advanced stage of plan approval, where demand notes are moving around. So we think we should be able to launch this another 0.4 million square feet residential apartment project in the DM bucket in a location micro market called Adde Vishwanathapura, and again in Bangalore. All these three should take off nicely and should provide meaningful volume thrust for us. Slide 11 and 12 talk about glimpses of the launches we did in Q3, the Sriram Pristine Estate and the Imperial Heights, the Sovereign Plots and the Imperial Heights. And also slide 12 talks about Paradiso, some of the campaign related messages, as well as this is a pre-launch campaign messages, as well as the market seeding that we have done for 122 West. So that kind of slide 11 and 12 gives you an overview of activity that we have done in terms of preparing for these launches in the coming quarter. Moving to slide 13 on the pricing, as you are aware, we've been having a meaningful growth in selling prices quarter after quarter post-COVID, and I think the trend has continued. The combination of enriching product mix for us, as well as overall market improvement, has helped us in reaching 14% higher realization from what we witnessed for FY23 average levels as a portfolio for the entire portfolio. We, as you know, we got 8% higher realization in FY23 for the project portfolio as a whole. So this 14% is encouraging. More importantly, what I want to draw attention to, your attention is the chart on the bottom of slide 13, where it talks about the category-wise price movements. Plots are very difficult to compare on a trend line basis because it depends on the micro market, it depends on the nature of plot. It ranges from 1,200 to 2,500, and in some cases like Pristine Estate, they're selling at about 4,000 rupees a square feet. So that trend will be very difficult to map, but this is the current actuals that you are seeing for plots between FY23, H1 23, and H1 24. Whereas the more meaningful data that I wanted to highlight was on the mid-market. We have gradually been moving up on our capacity, our market, our average realization in the mid-market. As you know, a lot of you have been asking us, as to why we are still selling at a remarkable discount to some of our listed peers in the southern Indian, south southern market. As we have been clarifying, there has been a consistent effort on our part over the last couple of years to move up the price curve, and that's kind of has been a conscious effort taken by us in terms of both portfolio enriching efforts as well as a pricing strategy. All of this has culminated into a rising trend both in affordable as well as in the mid-market segment over the last couple of quarters, or last few quarters. Though the comparison here is between H1, FY24 year on year and H1 trend versus full year FY23. If you have seen the earlier presentations and the map, the quarterly trends, I think we have been gradually moving up. It's evident from the fact that as a mid-market housing category, we used to sell sub 5,000 levels even after COVID. FY21, we used to have an average of sub 5,000. Pre-COVID, we used to be even lower. From those levels, we have come up to about 6,300 rupees, and we have been consistently maintaining above 6,000 level for the last two, three quarters. So I think that's a clear endorsement of the fact that the strategy pricing, our efforts are paying off, the strategy is working well. So we'll continue to focus on improving realization, narrowing the gap between us and our regional peers. Having said that, I must clarify, pricing gap between us and the regional peers is also sometimes distorting because the portfolio composition are different for different players. We focus 80% of our portfolio is in mid-market and affordable, whereas some of our regional peers like Shobha Brigade will have a much larger share of premium product in their segment, and therefore sales value divided by sales volume, resulting in a company-wide average realization, might be a misleading number, and that's why I'm drawing attention to category-wise realization. Bottom line, I think strategy is working well. We are moving up slowly into the price curve, and I think we are comfortable and confident to believe that this strategy, if we pursue further, we will actually keep moving up over the next couple of quarters as well. From a handover construction execution progress perspective, slide 14 shows those four or five projects that I mentioned to you. These are very important from a revenue recognition perspective in second half for us. And from also a handover perspective, we are in some of the projects, we are very close to RERA timeline, and therefore the entire system is focused on execution progress, the completion activity progress in these projects, namely Shriram Greenfield, Shriram Chappingwood, Shriram Liberty Spire, Shriram Southern Crest, and Shriram Temple Bells. All of this will yield meaningful return, a meaningful impact on our revenue recognition in Q3 as well as Q4. And as you would see from here, in most of the projects, we are ahead of RERA schedule. And in all of these projects, they are well within the committed timelines to the customers as well. So I think the construction side, the things are moving reasonably well. And therefore, we think the momentum should continue in the coming quarters as well. Shifting gears, looking at slides 15, 16 onwards, on the financial highlights for Q2 and H1, I want to start with the overall summary that earnings growth of the company exhibits a consistent and a remarkable upward journey, and that's on the lines of expected or on the lines of commitment that we have made to the capital market investors through over the last couple of years. So we want to ensure that this momentum is sustained and we continue to deliver meaningful outcome. Healthy quarterly improvement since the listing, driven by improving operating leverage and project execution. I think that's a remarkable improvement that we are seeing, and we think it would continue in the coming quarters as well. I want to actually pause for a minute to talk about the economic interest being reacquired from Mitsubishi Corporation. As you are aware, we have a partnership, we have a joint venture with Mitsubishi Corporation, where they own 70% economic interest, we own 30% economic interest in a project called Shriram Park 63, where Mitsubishi invested 173 crores or thereabouts in 2018 to pick up 70% economic interest. We have The projects have moved very well, both in terms of sales and construction. We have received partial OC from phase 1, and phase 2 has been, phase 2 is progressing well. We have sold well. Phase 1, 2A is at an advanced stage of sales progress. Phase 2 is progressing well. So phase 2B is also progressing well. Construction is ahead of schedule. Therefore, the project is completely de-risked. In a de-risk project, why have an investor sharing the IRR? And therefore, we have pursued this option of reacquiring the economic interest. Mitsubishi was open enough to this idea, and therefore Mitsubishi and Shriram Property have signed an MOU to provide them an exit involving three tranche payment. One is starting with September 23, December 23 and December 24. As a result of this, they have lost control of the joint venture. Shriram regained economic interest and the control, and therefore from an accounting standard perspective, it moves from being a joint venture to a subsidiary, and therefore the residual investment, the tranche 2 and 3 payment of 143 crore which is left behind in the SPV, becomes a debt of a subsidiary of company, and therefore it becomes part of a gross debt. But having said that, this gross debt will decline in December again and again next December. So in next 15 months, this debt will go away. But it is bringing in a 500 crores of incremental revenue recognition potential in Shriram, or incremental revenue potential of 500 crores and associated margin. If you recall, we have discussed this in the past. Park 63 is one of the most premium project or most successful project for us, delivering 18-20% IRR even after the GST changes GST environment, GST environment for us. So it's a very profitable project. Reacquiring economic interest with the same effort will mean that as a Shriram Property, earnings and return will be much higher through this regaining of economic interest. Our cost of debt has dropped to 11.4% in September 23, and compared to 11.9% in March 23 and 13.7% in March 21. So the decline has continued, but I think we have peaked the, as I mentioned it to you in the last earning call also, that I think we have reached the peak. Now the incremental improvement in the interest rate would be marginal unless we start borrowing new project working capital, which we will do as the projects mature, from banking system. Then the share of banks go up, and therefore the weighted average cost of debt can keep coming down. We'll continue to work on it, but I wanted to caution you that I think the incremental drop in rates will be consistent with market trends now, and not a dramatic drop that we saw from 13.7 in March 21, 14.1% pre-IPO, all the way to about 11.9, 11.4% level. That kind of dramatic drop, despite benchmark interest rate hikes, may not happen in the coming quarters, but declining trend will continue. Now looking at the profit and loss statement, page 17, I wish to cover the H1 first, and then I'll move to Q2. Slide 18 obviously gives you explanation of it, some of which I'll try to highlight. Total revenues in H1 was marginally lower, primarily because the Q1 H1 of last year was a significantly large number for us, because we got OC in one of the projects called Shriram Southern Crest Tower ABC. So phase 1 of the project got approved, closed, and therefore we saw very large revenue recognition in Q2 last year, H1 last year. And against that, therefore the high base effect is creating the distortion. Whereas if you look at quarter on quarter, the revenues have grown significantly in Q2. So there is a sequential growth in total value, in total revenue. Year on year is a bit muted. That's a limited point I'm trying to make. And if you look at DM fee income, accounts for about 11% of revenue, which is another important factor to note, because discussing about DM and DM potential, I think the stabilized 20-25% contribution volume, 11-12%, or maximum 13%, I think we have seen in the recent high. 10-13% share of revenue. All of this stabilization seems to point towards the business model maturity and also gives the comfort to us that this model is here to stay and grow with and facilitate growth for us. Cost of revenues, the operating expense dropped 19% year-on-year. That shows the enriched product mix of the revenue recognition that we have done. Consequently, EBITDA has grown from 86.7 crores in H1 FY 2023 to 118.6 crores in FY 2024, reflecting a growth of 37% year-on-year. EBITDA margins at 31%. As I consistently say, EBITDA margins quarter to quarter will be a fluctuation depending on which project gets revenue recognized during the quarter. But I wish to point out that this Q1, Q2 trends give us a comfort that we can easily stabilize this EBITDA margin in FY 2024 as well as FY 2025 at least at the mid-teen levels. And therefore, we remain confident of our earlier commitment of stabilizing EBITDA margin in the mid-teen levels, mid-20 levels. So I think that's a bigger message here. Overall finance costs, if you look at the finance cost has gone up 12%, 52 crores-59 crores. However, I wish to point out two facts here. One is our actual interest expense, which is a cash interest expense, is down 18% from 38 crores to 31 crores. However, as you know, we have two other components in our finance costs. One is the non-cash interest charges or non-cash finance charge, which is nothing but the unwinding effect or the NPV unwinding effect of our 4% royalty issue, which we have with Government of West Bengal. And that adds about 5 crores per quarter. And that remained almost stable. But still, that's a number which continues quarter after quarter and continue for a few more years till we either pay the royalty or we resolve the litigation which is there. We have challenged our need to pay this royalty to the West Bengal government. I'll explain that if required for some of the new joinees subsequent to this call. There's a one-time interest expense. I talked about this point in Q1. We acquired a project called Shriram 122 West, which is now called. Earlier, it was called Divine City Phase 2 from a landowner partner. And that project acquisition came with a debenture that they had with one of the investors, real estate funds. We acquired this, and then we redeemed the debt when we put this project into ASK platform. We acquired this project through a business transfer agreement in April 20th, 2023. And we dropped the project into ASK platform on 14th of August, 2023. So in between Q1 also, we recognized some one-time charges. And for another 30-40 days in Q2 also, there was a charge that continued. Now that debenture no longer exists because it's redeemed using ASK's investment through the platform. So therefore, I call this a one-time charge. And that was about 11.9. Both in Q1 and Q2, we had some exposure to that. We don't think that we are confident that this will not recur in Q3, Q4, or in future. And therefore, I call it one time. The other finance charges are primarily the refinancing-related activities, which I think we are almost at the end. As I said last time, we are at the end of the journey. If you see the quarterly data, you would see that other finance costs have come down in a big way. What is this other finance cost? It's nothing but unamortized processing fee in a loan, which when we get refinanced, the entire unamortized portion gets charged off or expensed out in the quarter itself. So that's the nature of cost here. And I think this cost will keep going down to a very small level in the coming quarters and coming years. So the focus has to be on the interest expense, which is down 18% year-on-year for the first half, and the declining trend will continue in the coming quarters as well. Looking at further down the P&L, profit before share of JV is up 83% year-on-year at 55 crores. And share of JV was a slight loss because There are all the five joint ventures that we have, three residential projects in Bangalore, one property development in Bangalore, one in Chennai. All of them are still at the early stage of, still at the development stage and now not come to the revenue recognition. And therefore, the marketing expenses and administrative costs, we pick up our share of the cost, and that's why they remain negative, though marginal, they remain negative. So net of tax expense provision, our net profit is at 37 crores compared to 30 crores, a growth of 23% year on year for the first half. If I now shift attention to quarterly trends, as you would have noticed by now, sequential growth trends are encouraging. Q2 to Q1 of FY24. Total revenues are higher by 47% quarter on quarter at 231 crores. Catch up in registration and handover that was lost in Q1 due to government of Karnataka registration software snag issues have all been caught up now, and continued registration in ongoing projects helped. As a combination of these two factors, the sequential growth is strong at 47%. DMP recognized during the quarter is about 25 crores, reflects a growth of about 40% quarter on quarter, driven mainly by high sales-led fee accruals in a couple of projects called Shriram Shipping Ridge, which is a DM project, as well as Shriram Shipping Groove, another DM project, and Pristine Estate, which is a joint venture with ASK Platform. Revenue growth trend on a YOY basis is negative. As I mentioned, it is due to the higher base of last year when we got the OC in a project called Shriram Southern Crest in JP Nagar, Bangalore, a very large project for us. And that we started recognizing income post-registration and handover in Q2 of last year. And therefore, the high base has created this YOY distortion. But be assured, it's not a drop in revenue. It is a revenue recognition from the last year's issue, the higher base issue. EBITDA grew by 27% year-on-year and 22% quarter-on-quarter. EBITDA for the quarter is at 65.2 crores compared to 53 crores in Q1. Finance cost is lower by 20% quarter-on-quarter, 26 crore versus 33 crore in the previous quarter. On a YOY basis also, it is minus 3% despite the one-time expense that I talked about earlier. Q1 and Q2 are the two quarters that we had this one-time cost associated with acquisition of a new project, the obligations that came along with it, and that is now completed. Consequent to all of this, PBT is higher by nearly about 100% before joint venture's loss and profit, 37 crores versus 18 crore in Q1, and share of JV loss was higher this quarter because we launched the Shriram the Imperial Heights in one of the joint venture. But we started market seeding activities in Shriram 122 West in Chennai, which is the second ASK platform project. All of this have led to a higher loss absorption, mostly marketing expense and administrative costs. And therefore, PBT after share of JV loss is higher by 6% at 26 crores. And the net profit is at 20 crores. Compared to 16.7 crores last quarter, reflecting a growth of 22%. Another interesting fact I just want to draw your attention, you may have seen it. For the half year ended September 30th, our EPS is about 2.16 crore. Even assuming we ignore the positive skew in second half, that we normally have in both revenue recognition as well as sales. Revenue recognition usually tends to be higher because post-monsoon the activities pick up and then we apply for OC. Ignoring that also, we are at 4 rupees per share, 4.3 rupees per share EPS for the full year. We already obviously, you have seen the historical EPS trend. So I think we have turned around nicely. We have a meaningful per share earnings coming up. Hopefully the capital market appreciates that even further. Though the market has recognized the performance, I think, over the last quarter or so, thanks to all of you. But I think we look forward to market recognizing this improving trend in our earnings and cash flows. Having touched the cash flows, let me turn to slide 20. Cash flows for the consolidated Shriram Financial, Shriram Properties Financial CFS. You would see a chart on the right, which talks about the enterprise-wide collection. As we spoke in the beginning of this call, 430 crores record high collection in Q2. That comprises of our own cash flows, 171 crores, which is the Shriram parent company as well as subsidiaries, 196 crore in JVs, 63 crore in DM, which goes to DM partner, and we get only the fee. So BES, CFS, consolidated financial related cash flows, I'm focusing on 171 crores, and similarly for each of the periods that is highlighted here. 171 crore for Q2, 139 crore for Q1, 310 crore for H1. Coupled with DM income, our operating cash flow for the quarter was 198 crores. We spent about 150 crore in construction, marketing and other operating activities. So we ended up with a positive cash flow from operations of 49 crore in Q2 compared to 69 crore in Q1. So overall H1 is about 118 crores compared to 115 crore for the full year FY23. Our cash flow from financing was negative, which means we have repaid some debt as well as the incurred interest costs, and therefore free cash flow before any new project investment for growth activity is at positive 27 crores. We did about 13 crores of investment in new project acquisitions in terms of JD advances or any other approval related expenses in a new project. Therefore, net of that new project investment, our free cash flow is positive at 15 crores. So we got a closing balance of about 100 crores compared to 120 crores closing balance we had in March 23. Similar trend, H1 was very strong, encouraging H1, 10 crores free cash flow before project investment, 30 crore of investment in new projects, and therefore we have used 20 crore from existing cash chest on a half yearly basis. We are at 100 crore compared to 120 crore that we ended up with March 23. So overall very healthy cash flow from operations. Construction outflow is in line with execution progress, which is in turn fueling the collection. Overall enterprise cash flows remain strong and encouraging for us. We expect to see a much stronger momentum in free cash flow, both at the operating level as well as pre-investment level, as well as post-new project investment level in the coming quarters. And that should be an encouraging outcome for us. 21 talks about balance sheet. We'll talk about the debt in the next slide. Therefore, just drawing attention to ROC data. As you know, we used to be about 3-4% ROC company during the RERA implementation period. From there, we have moved up gradually, benefiting from consolidation and ramp up that we have achieved in our volumes and execution capabilities. And from a 5% in FY20, we have now reached about 12% ROC levels now for the first half, and I think we hopefully will end the year with about 12% ROC. That positions us at a meaningful relative to the rest of the sector, at the listed space. We are, I think that's an encouraging chart for us, which is in slide 21. 22 on the debt, before I shift to outlook, this is my last slide on the past. Overall debt positions remained almost stable. This is despite adding 143 crore as a subsidiary debt following the regaining of economic interest in Park 63 from Mitsubishi Corporation. They still have their residual exposure, but change of control makes, under the accounting standard, it makes it a subsidiary because we have regained the control of the joint venture, and therefore we had to treat that as a subsidiary. And despite adding the 143 crores, we are still at about 530 crore gross debt, 430 crore net debt, which clearly shows, excluding this project which was always with us, but from a JV to an subsidiary accounting transfer or shift. That means the underlying debt has gone down, which is also evident from the cash flow statements. Cost of debt, as I said, has come down. Debt equity remains almost flat at 0.4. We look forward to seeing a declining trend in debt equity in the coming next 4 to 6 quarters as we have been working towards. Shifting gears to slide 24, outlook. Not just the first half, we remain positive and we remain encouraged by the earnings trend, and we see a very strong visibility for H2, and therefore we remain positive on where we see our earnings could look like in FY24 and 25 and 26. Focusing on 24, I think the 5 projects I showed you earlier, we have a very strong visibility on their progress. We are ahead of RERA. We are on track compared to our internal business plan for the execution and completion and handover. And therefore, we think we should be able to have a strong revenue recognition momentum in Q3 as well as in Q4. DM revenues, I think the outlook remains stable and strong. Nearly 60% of our DM fee is coming from ongoing projects, and therefore we should see a more stable trend in DM fee, not just in H2, but also over the next couple of years. 3-year outlook, which we keep highlighting, FY24, 25, 26, nearly 70% of our aggregate revenues will come from projects that we have sold already as of March 23, and therefore there's a very strong visibility on earnings potential because we have sold them already. So we complete, construct and complete and handover, we should be able to recognize income. And similarly, DM fee, 55% of 3-year DM fee will come from projects launched already, and therefore we think we see a meaningful potential there. Overall, we maintain our stance that we expect to see a free cash flow of 300 crores coming into us at the enterprise level over the next 3 years. Combination of DM fee, project closures, as well as ongoing monetization that we are thinking at 2 different sites. All of this should help us realize this free cash flow in the coming quarters. Slide 25, very familiar to you, which is trying to substantiate the same point that I made, and therefore I'm not repeating it. We are looking to hand over 3,000 units, which I have highlighted earlier. This is just a pictorial capturing of whatever I spoke in the last slide, as well as a slide earlier, one few minutes ago. So we see a strong momentum, as emphasized in 26. We are looking at closing the year at with a roughly 20% growth in volume, 26% growth in sales value, and about 47% growth in collections, and nearly 50% higher construction spend for the company. To end, last but one slide, pipeline. We are still at a very healthy 51 million square foot pipeline. Even after moving about 4 projects, aggregating 1.8 million square foot development potential to completed category during the quarter. Last slide, before I wrap up, Calcutta, I think the progress is on track. A lot of you specifically ask us about the progress in Calcutta, and therefore a special emphasis on this slide, on this Calcutta strategy. Grand one, I think handover is progressing well. We will deliver about 800 units in FY24. Nearly our entire project is sold, and therefore only completion and handover is the thrust of Shriram Grand One. Shriram Sunshine, which is a second part of the same development activity in the site, SOIL joint venture with CDC of UK and Kotak Affordable Housing Fund. This project, nearly 90% is sold in phase one, 60% is sold in phase two. Aggregate of 1.3 million has been sold already. Phase three is not yet launched, and the construction is progressing well. Out of the 10 million square feet, Grand One and Sunshine take care of about 4.3 million square feet. Therefore, we have about 5.6 million square feet of projects to be launched from 10 million targeted for our own development. We are waiting for some approvals on the villa development. And then we, once the villa development happens and phase three will get launched, then we'll think about the remaining development activities. On the monetization part, which is another area of interest for all of you more closely, The remaining 23 million, 22 million square feet meant for monetization. Logos is of course progressing well. We are continuing conversation with the second interested party that we discussed or disclosed in the last earnings call. All of this is progressing well, and we believe Logos will get closed in H2, and the second transaction will depend on outcome of ongoing very encouraging conversation we are having with Government of West Bengal on bringing more multinational or the foreign brand names into that site, which the government seems very keen on, as well as the government seems very keen on settling the 4% royalty issue, which is under court litigation right now. And I think there's an encouraging positive response from the government to do a negotiated closure. So all of these are progressing well. So be assured, Calcutta monetization, both from our own development, NPV unlocking, as well as monetization through sales, are progressing satisfactorily and on track. One or two quarters of delay, which we have suffered from the earlier expectation on the Logos. I think in such a large monetization program, a couple of quarters are always to be expected, especially when it involves government and political environment. I think we are on track, and we believe we will deliver value to our shareholders from this monetization. The last slide, that's slide 30. I wish to point out one of the biggest overhangs that some of you had in your mind, as well as several large institutional investors had in mind, relates to the PE overhang. As you know, PE used to own 58% of the company. They post IPO, they used to own 35% of the company. So several of you, as well as your clients, as well as large institutional investors, kept asking us as to what will be the outlook on the stock when these 35% investors get out or wanting to get out, because they're all institutional investors and funds, PE investors, and therefore they have a definitive fund life. We kept assuring them that the issue will be managed and unlocked, and the overhang will be addressed in a meaningful way. I think we have solved most of the problem. 25 out of 35 is solved. We have only one investor left with 10% residual holding. 25 got solved through both combination of strategic investor buying 15%, which is RM PropTech, as well as the remaining 10% getting sold in the marketplace without having any big negative impact on the market price. So overall, I think collectively...
The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line.
So we have, I believe, managed this issue reasonably well. And we have the last leg of this PE overhang to be addressed. We believe we will have a meaningful conclusion of this issue by the time we meet next time on another earnings call. And therefore, we believe that overhang issue will get addressed meaningfully. The performance issues and performance predictability and reliability, I think we have addressed that over the last several quarters. We have been demonstrating the sustainable earnings momentum, sustainable turnaround momentum, and a strong growth momentum that we have been volume or revenue recognition or execution side. We have demonstrated both operational as well as financial progress. And therefore, we believe all of this will mean that will position Shriram in a much stronger footing, as highlighted in slide 31, will put us in a much stronger footing in the coming quarters and coming years, will help us deliver superior value for all of our investors and shareholders. With this, I stop here, and I will join Ms. Murli, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company, in taking all your questions and queries, and we'll try to collectively answer as best as we can to your questions. Thank you, and over to the moderator.
Thank you so much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles.
Yeah, can we start with Ashish Jain?
Sure. So the first question is from the line of Mr. Ashish Jain from Jain Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So just wanted to ask, what level of debt do you see for the year and also for the next year, FY15?
Sorry, what is that? Sorry, I missed this. Debt level. So we think by end of this year should be somewhere around 300 crores and dropping down to about less than sub 200 crores, 200 to 250 crores range gross debt during the FY25 period. We will, as I said earlier, we have 19 ongoing projects. I have made this point in the earlier call also. We have about 19 ongoing projects, of which at least 10 of them are very active. During second half, 5 will get closed, so the debt they will repay. But we are also commencing activity in about four new projects. All of this will also add some new working construction funding required. Therefore, there will be some addition from these new projects. And therefore, I think the gross debt level will remain around that, even with the PAC 63, the subsidiarization of a joint venture associated loans. We should be around 250 crores by end of this year, 300 crores by end of this year at the gross level, and between 200 to 250 crore next year. On the net level, I would imagine we should be able to achieve our aspired zero net debt level in FY25, because we think monetization proceeds will help us become a net debt negative. Though the gross debt will continue and therefore interest burden will continue, but interest cost will be lower and therefore overall interest outflow should be a lot less in FY24 as well as FY24 second half as well as FY25. Hope I answered your question.
Mr. Jain, you have any?
So what is the unsold value of ongoing and completed projects, sir?
I will give it to you in a minute. I'm just looking at my colleagues who are sitting here to extract that number. I'll give it to you during this. Hold on for it. Maybe I'll go to the next question and then I'll come back and answer your query. Somebody is just extracting sitting next to me. Moderator, can you go to the next question?
Sure.
And I'll come back and answer Mr. Jain's question in a minute.
Sure. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Kumar Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Hello, Murli ji and Gopal ji. Once again, congratulations on very excellent performance, all round performance for this quarter as well. You have explained in the opening remark all the queries, I think. So just a few questions in terms of Mitsubishi exit, 70% stake we are buying. So in three tranches, you will be paying how much amount and what kind of net cash flow we are going to expect from this past 63?
Yeah. So, thanks, Dhananjay, for the compliments and kind of you. And so, on the PAC 63, the acquisition would bring us through this acquisition of 70% stake, we will be able to realize going forward basis, we will be realizing 500 crores of additional revenue and associated margins will come to us. And from a cash flow perspective, I would like to stay away from it in a large call like this on a project-wise cash flow. But I'm happy to take this offline and explain the project-specific cash flows. On just before I wait for your next question, I'll respond to Akshay Jain's residual question. The unsold value in ongoing projects and the recently launched projects together is about 1630 crores. As you know, out of all the ongoing projects, 22 million square feet of ongoing projects out of the pipeline, we have sold about 76% of our units. So the remaining 25% of our portfolio, ongoing project portfolio, is the only unsold number, and that's why the unsold value looks low at 1630. Rest is already sold. We can take that question offline on overall collection potential from sold value, unsold value, all that I can supplement in another call. I hope this addresses the pending point, Mr. Jain. Coming back to Dhananjay, sorry sir, I just didn't want to lose that thought of Mr. Jain. Can I come back to you? Any additional queries?
So, next question can you ask?
Yes, sir.
As per the planned delivery schedule of 5 projects, like we have done about 850 units, close to 830 units in first half, and from these 5 projects, as per our guidance, we are targeting close to 2100 units. So can we expect the revenue will be more than 2x in H2 compared to H1, number one? And in terms of launches, we have done 3 launches and 1 pre-launches till now. So what is the pace we have done out of whatever 1100 crore we have, 1066 crore H1 sales we have done. So from these new launches, what is the sales has come? And overall from 10-11 projects we are going to launch, what kind of sales we are expecting from these new launches for this year?
Yeah, so I'll take your first question. You may be on the higher side on the quantum jump from H1 to H2 because a large part of the handover is a low value, low ticket size, low margin activity from Calcutta. Therefore, it may not. You talked about multiplying by our X number. I would like to stay away from a forward looking number. But I wish to say that it will be much stronger than the H1, obviously. But it may not be as many times as you highlighted. But we had discussed about, with some of the investors in the past, we had discussed about our expected revenue lines. I think we are on track for our full year revenue targets. We are on track. Just a bit I can allude to, we would be... I'll just give me 1 minute. So all I can say at this point of time, we will end the year materially upwards of 1,000 crores at the revenue recognition level, and I would like to stay with that indication, and may not really like to in a call like this. I wouldn't like to go into more predictive numbers. But we would see a quantum jump, and I would all of you have your own models, and I'm sure you will be able to correlate what I'm saying.
1,000 crore plus.
Yes, sir.
1,000 crore plus for the full year in terms of revenue, Mr. Bikaner.
We think that is a number that we have spoken in public domain in the past, and we could think that we would stay with that.
So regarding my second question about sales contribution from the
Yes, sir.
New launches for till now and for full year.
For the full year, the sold value, the launches, the new launches should get us. Give me 1 minute. I have to get the data. Give me a minute. I'll respond to the question.
So can I ask next question?
Please go ahead.
So lastly, just last line in your initial comment, you said you are going to sort out this PE thing probably by next quarter. We have a phone call. So that is going to be. How confident are you about that? And secondly, this Sriram logo thing, if you comment on that, and how long it will take that Sriram group exit from this our company.
So logos, what I meant was the logos is progressing well. Second half it will get close.
I'm not talking logos. I am talking about Sriram. Shriram Group exit.
No, no, you said about
debt low.
Next earnings call, we will have some visibility. What is that? Sorry, I missed that point.
So regarding the last 10% stake, you said that it will be sorted out by next quarter, right? So how confident is?
As you know, we play a very small role in it because it's between the buyers and sellers. I know what you're looking at. It's a decision taken by the sellers, selling shareholders. We provide the IR support to them in terms of meeting. As a management, we would like to provide all possible support to our shareholders. We believe, based on whatever little I know, whatever little as a company we know, we believe they are on track, and I believe by February 15 when we meet next, or mid-February when we will meet for the Q3 results, I believe that issue would have been closed, is what I am thinking. How high is the confidence? Yes, we are confident about it. And is the deal certain? I won't be able to commit because it's nothing to do with the company. It is between the selling shareholders and the potential buyers. But we believe they are on track, and based on whatever little we know, I think they are on track to solve it. And therefore, I think we will remain committed to providing all the required support, IR support, management support to consummate this, and we think it will get happen. And on the question of logo, yes, we are working towards transforming our image. The consultants have been appointed. They are working on the ground. We are going through a brand transformation. And this brand transformation is primarily aimed at repositioning ourselves in the marketplace. We need some expert advice from brand transition consultants. They've been working on it for the last couple of months. We believe during this fiscal, you will see a new positioning of us that reflects the changed nature of Shriram Properties currently, which is a more vibrant, more aggressive, what we call it as Shriram 2.0, a new avatar, new growth trajectory that we are getting into. I've been talking about this Shriram 2.0 since our IPO roadshows. I think that is what we want to reflect, and we will continue to work on it. You should see some visibility on it at an appropriate time. We will share with the largest stakeholders. The question that from a residual question from a previous question was, how much of the new sales for the full year? We are looking at the overall revenue sales value of 2,330 crores, of which somewhere around 1,750 crores would come from the launches during the year. Rest will come from sustenance sales.
Thank you, sir, and all the best for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Ronit Kapoor from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, and congrats on the results. So I have one question, just regarding Pune, like you all had announced in the previous call that you're looking at Pune actively. So any update on that front?
Yeah, we are still working on it, and these are all new market entries. We had some fruitful discussion with the board today, and we are still working on it. The transactions is progressing nicely. And I think when we are ready, once we receive the board approval on the transaction, then we will make a public announcement. So at this point of time, I think we remain committed to this market. I think the market is an interesting market for us. It can provide a new growth engine, the Pune, which is very similar to the customer characteristics or demographics is very similar to Bangalore, Chennai. Working class consumers. Looking for ticket sizes that match with ours. Pricing is very similar to Bangalore. So all the right ingredients are there. It's a growing market. So we are very excited. We are in discussion with multiple partners. And I think we expect to be able to make a formal announcement on the project finalized as well as entry timing in second half FY24.
Okay, sir. That's it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us in the midst of all the festivities. And thank you for taking time out on the evening to hear us about our performance and our storyline. And thank you for all the people who raised questions and queries, which is interesting and encouraging. We look forward to interacting with you during the quarter and look forward to meeting you on the next earnings call. Until then, thank you very much and best wishes and for the festive, and wish you all a very, very happy Diwali and associated festivities. Special thanks to Rahul Sumerji for coordinating all this. Thanks Rahul and thanks everyone. Happy Diwali.
Thank you so much. On behalf of Shriram Properties, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.